In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, please be seated. Tonight is a night that we rejoice. This time of year is so full of traditions, and we hear these words, joy, peace, hope, rejoice. These traditions that follow this time of year, around. There are many traditions that are unique. They're unique to different parts of the world, different places, different cities. There are some traditions that are obscure, and some traditions that are very familiar. I recently read a story about a young boy by the name of Nicholas who was with his parents at the mall. And at the mall, he said, "What's this sign?" And they said, "Oh, that's says that Santa's here." So he really wanted to go see Santa. So the parents took Nicholas up to Santa, and he sat on Santa's lap. And Nicholas said to Santa, "You and I have the same name." And Santa looked at him and said, "Well, hello, Harold." There is so much that happens at Christmas. We have our food, we have family, tradition, and of course, we have gifts. These things are things that remind us of this day. But these things are not what this day is about. They're just adornment. They are the paint on the surface of what is really happening on this day. Tonight, we remember something that happened a long, long time ago. We remember something that happened in a distant land. And this is a story that we know so well. We hear it year after year. It's sung about in every song that we sing and we hear on the radio. It's referenced in media. It's referenced in movies. And while this story is so well known, it is still so distant from us. It is so removed from where we are and who we are today. This story took place in a time and in a country that we do not understand. The characters in the story are people who spoke a different language. Spoke languages that are gone. They are people that had a culture that has ceased to exist. The story is very far removed from us. And yet, it is a story that is closer than we think. If we can look through it all, if we can look through all the stuff, through the pop culture, the commercialism, the controversies about how and when to celebrate in this season, there is something deeper, something more important to us here, right now, in this place. The reading we heard from Isaiah says, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy." There is a miracle that happened on that night that we remember. And this miracle is not just about the angels who came and sang to the shepherds. The miracle is not even about how God, at the beginning of the universe, set the stars in motion to be at the perfect place at that time for the wise men to see. It is about more than those miracles. The miracle is that God showed up to us in person. And God showed up to us in a most unexpected way. God did not show up to us with a thundering voice from above, with thunder and lightning, earthquakes, or the greatness that we can imagine God. But God showed up to us as a little, helpless, vulnerable child. The absurdity of it. God, the all-powerful, almighty, creator of the universe, greater than our imaginations can fathom. And we remember God tonight in the form of something small and fragile. The miracle of this birth is also that it is still with us today. St. Paul's letter to Titus says that the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all. When God came to live among us, God came not just to visit, but to be one of us. It was not just something that happened on that one night, a long time ago in a strange land. When God became one of us, he left a lasting impression on us. And because Christ was one of us, Christ can still be found among us. God came into this world, but God has never left. Albert Einstein, who we of course know as the great physicist, had many things to say about spirituality, one of which was that there are two ways to live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle. The other is as though everything is a miracle. The miracle of the birth of Jesus is in every miracle that happens every single day. It is in any way that God becomes real and present and tangible to us. It is the miracle that you can hear about from time to time. A miracle sometimes of having enough. As many of you know, I came here from New Jersey, and I was there during Hurricane Sandy. And right after the superstorm, one of the shore communities, there was a small Episcopal church. And this church was host to a soup kitchen. Now, the soup kitchen actually was not part of the church. It was not staffed by members of the church. It was another organization that rented the space. And the day after the hurricane, many of you may not realize, if you looked outside right after Hurricane Sandy, it would look exactly as you look right outside here. A foot of snow fell on top of the disaster. And the vicar of this small Episcopal church went by the church that day just to make sure everything was okay. And there was a small group of homeless people outside. They weren't evacuated with the rest of the people because they didn't have a home. They had nowhere to go. And those who staffed the soup kitchen weren't there either. So the vicar went in. He opened the door. There was no power. And he let everybody in, at least so they could keep warm from the snow. And he thought, what am I going to do? And so he prayed. Well, as it would happen, a few other church members happened by the church and saw the door wide open. So they wandered in and they said, Father, what's going on? And so he explained. And they said, well, what are we going to do? So they prayed. A few more church members came by and came in, and a few others called, and now they had people, but what are they going to do? How are they going to feed these people? So they prayed. And as soon as they were done praying, somebody came by in a truck full of food and said, I knew there was a soup kitchen here, and I thought you might need this. These are the kinds of miracles that happen every single day. These are the kinds of miracles that Christ is present. But these miracles don't just happen in these amazing kinds of events. Christ can become known to us in even the mundane miracles. It is the miracle that happens at the birth of every child. It is the miracle of the single mother on minimum wage who is still able to support a family. It is the miracle of finding grace in the midst of tragedy. What we remember this Christmas is not the tradition, not the presents, the food, or even the time with our families. These are good things to celebrate, but they are not at the heart of what is today. It is that there is the miracle that God chose to be one of us. It is that God loves us so infinitely that God chose to take on our weakness. With everything that we celebrate this Christmas, let us first remember that this day is about miracles. These are the miracles that happen every day, not just this time of year. But these miracles happen because God came to us in the form of a child on a day long ago in a distant land. And for this, we rejoice. Amen.